This past weekend was the inaugural Onion Fest at the Innisfil Recreation Complex, an opportunity for the community to come together and celebrate local talent and culture. The three-day festival was put on by the Innisfil Community Events, ICE, Corporation, a nonprofit organization supporting local events. There were food trucks, rides, games, artisans, vendors, and live entertainment for all to enjoy. Chris Reynolds, from ICE Corp, mentioned that traffic for Friday and Saturday was on target, noting the Simply Queen tribute band was a big draw for Saturday evening. Enjoyed seeing folks again. The dance troupes were amazing. Food was excellent. And many a great cause for fundraising. Thanks to all who made it happen, wrote Deputy Mayor Dan Davidson. However, there were some who disappointed over the lack of onion-themed foods and expressed their frustration on the local Alcona Chats Facebook group. I was super stoked for a blooming onion or some specialty-type onion rings. They should have called it Rib Fest because there was nothing to do with onions there, said one poster Steve Mattely. But the majority expressed they were just happy be able to get out after being deprived festival-type affairs over the past 2 years due to the pandemic. With all the negative things happening in the world, I'm really disappointed with the people here complaining. I'm sure not one person complaining did any of the work putting this together. My daughter and friends went and had a great time. Hats off to all the people who spent their own time to make it happen, wrote Richard V. Grant. Organizers did apologize for the lack of blooming onions, noting that the truck owner they had originally booked had to deal with deaths in the family and could not make the festival this weekend. On the way out, there were piles of onions being handed out to patrons courtesy of Horodinsky Farms, which was the inspiration for the name of the festival. Horodinsky Farms, located in Churchill, is one of the largest onion farmers in North America. It was a nice weekend to get out, enjoy the weather, be with the ones you love, said Shannon Capello. Loved that there was something for everyone, for all ages. The location was great, a safe place for parking. Enjoyed the vendors and games. Her two young girls were big fans of all the characters walking around from Dream Parties, local children's event company. Minnie Mouse was their favorite, and were definitely intrigued by Spider-Man. Keep the festivals coming, we love them. With files from Natasha Philpott.